Blog Talk Radio.
That was the Meows, also known as DL2, but we know them as Lil Diamond and Lindsay of Just Music, produced by Vernell Bowden and B-Fax. That's the next generation of female rappers, and they're talking about money, money and cash. But listen, ladies, are you really, really honestly thinking about your role in society and how important saving your money is? I mean, are you really, really paying attention to the signs, the recession? Because it will affect you if you are a mother, a wife, a girlfriend, or just a gold digger trying to make it out here. We are having a hard time in society, and a lot of women are constantly spending and spending and spending and not really paying attention to the signs that that constant spending and not paying attention to the tax laws and investments and interest rates, we have to remember that we are now in corporate America. Yes, we are in corporate America, and the diversity issue is coming up, and how long we last in the workplace is really going to depend upon how we survive. What would you do whether or not you had a job or not? Give me a call, 347-989-0761. We were having some technical difficulties earlier on in the show. We have a new host number. My Skype account was acting a little hectic. So if you were trying to call in at 6:30, and possibly if you're trying to call in now, you may not even be able to speak to me. But nevertheless, we're going to talk about diversity in the workplace. We're going to talk about ways of building your portfolio, or just being mindful. And I want to talk about you ladies that are working these 9-to-5 jobs and living for the weekend. You know, I remember a long time ago, friends of mine used to ask me, why is it that every time you go to cash your check, you go to the bank, you don't go right away to a check cashing place? And I used to say, I don't understand the process of taking my money that's already taxed, then going someplace and asking someone to cash my check and paying them, and then I'm walking around with all of this cash. Why don't you just put the money in the bank? Now, I don't know about you, but I always thought like this. I have to pay my bills. I have to invest a little bit in something that's going to make money, and I got to put money away. I always thought, like, tomorrow may not come. I may lose a job. So I got to have money. Got to have money to help me make it in the event that something happens. Now, I know a lot of people that feel like, oh, I got to live my life for today. Tomorrow's not promised, so I'm going to spend, spend, spend. Well, I don't think that's a good idea, because guess what? If you wake up the next day, that means the world didn't end, and you still have to think about diversity in the workplace. You still have to think about whether or not you are expendable, because believe it or not, women, there's always someone younger and eager to learn that will replace you at the workplace. Remember, companies want vibrant, young ideas and people that they can manipulate and really work hard. And once you're set in your ways, you're not going to work as hard as you did when you first got that job. So always remember that you can be replaced, okay? Remember that. Now, before we start talking about being replaced, I want to let you know about a job that has come to my attention, which is possibly a temporary position. However, it may turn into a long-term, according to the contract. Now, many jobs nowadays, especially with the city of New York, are contractual, meaning that you're on for a term, but you never know. When money comes in or if a grant is received, you may have an extended tour. So the one that I'm going to tell you about is the Park and Recreation Manager of the City of New York Department of Parks and Recreation. Now, the civil service title is Park and Recreation Manager. The salary is between $40 and $44 per hour. This is a 10-month seasonal position beginning September 2010, and the location is Riverside Park in Manhattan. Now, there's only one position. However, there's always new positions coming up on a daily basis. So don't think for one moment that this position is the only position. But so far, I only know about this one. Now, this is what you have to do. You have to develop and produce an extensive season of high-quality programming throughout River Park South, West Harlem Piers Park, and Fort Washington Park, utilizing city and private funds. Continue and expand upon the success of summer on the Hudson and other highly regarded closely with Riverside Park Fund and other supporters and community groups, develop and administer programming budget, help in the development sources and sponsorships, hire and oversee city and private seasonal and year-round programs, maintenance and operation staff, and planning and producing programs. So like I said, this can turn from a 10-month seasonal position to a full-time. Now, the minimum requirements. You must have a BA degree from an accredited college plus 4 years of satisfactory full-time recreation, leadership, gardening, grounds, maintenance, building maintenance, or construction, and have been in an administrative, consultative, managerial, or executive position. You can have a high school graduate diploma or GED plus 6 years of experience as described. Or you can have a combination of education and experience, but all candidates must have been working in an administrative, consultative, manager, or executive experience. Now, please have a New York State driver's license, and you must get that within 6 months of getting hired. Now, this is most important. Residency in New York City, Nassau, Orange, Rockland, Suffolk, Putnam, or Westchester, with employees with over 2 years of city service. New York City residency required for all candidates. So don't think you could just come here from out of town. Now, get your pen and paper ready because I'm going to tell you how you contact these individuals that are hiring. And once I give you this information will be poof, gone. I will not hold this information. You must send your resume and cover letter, and you must do this by tomorrow, to John Herold, JohnHerold. Now, he is the administrator for Riverside Park of New York, 24 West 61st Street, 5th floor, New York, New York, 10023. Now, like I said before, there's a possibility of an extended line based on funding. But if you want to see other jobs that Department of Parks and Recreation has that's available right now, go to www.nyc.gov/parks. Matter of fact, if you go to nyc.gov and go to the left column and scroll down, there are several city agencies that you can actually look at and find out about what's opening. Okay, so good luck with that one. Now, the Universal Zulu Nation has a building fund, and they're working on the Universal Zulu Nation Multicultural Center of the Universe. The center will serve as a safe haven for community youth as well as elders. This center will provide neighborhood youth a place to learn life skills and educational studies and above all be safe. In this time of after-school programs being cut from budgets and schools, our youth are left with nothing to do and nowhere to go. The Universal Zulu Nation Multicultural Center will offer many workshops to help assist youth to be ready for life after high school. These workshops will include life skills, how to write a resume, how to handle job interviews, how to dress for job interviews. Guest speakers will be there to conduct workshops and to help prepare the children. Some workshops can be overseen by community elders, many of which are retired professionals. This gives them a sense of worth and something to occupy themselves, and it also helps bridge the so-called generation gaps as both the elders and the youth learn more about each other. In this time where obesity is a major issue in our communities, we will conduct classes and workshops, they say, on nutrition and healthier living. There will also be a gym. The gym will provide a clean, safe environment for the children to play, exercise, and learn the spirit of competition through organized sports. The gym will also be used for self-defense classes. The gym will also have an exercise room for weight training, calisthenics, and aerobics. Now, this is for you artistic people. There will include a recording studio, photography studio, and other arts and crafts studios, workshops, drawing, sculpting, and painting. This will give the members of the center hands-on experience with professionals in their respective fields. Yes, in their respective fields. They will also have child care, as many young mothers in the community want to work or go to school, but they can't because of the lack of safe places to provide child care. The elders can also be an important part of child care. They will have a library, which will provide youth with a place to do their homework, as well as read up on things that they will not learn in school. Now, if you want more information, you can go to ZuluStaff@earthlink.net, UZNBuildingFund@gmail.com, or you can send donations in the form of a check or money order to the Universal Zulu Nation in care of Post Office Box 510, Keskeskek, Bronx Territory, New York Republic, Postal Zone 10475. Interesting. Well, I guess that's all we have for you today. I just want to let you know that diversity in the workplace has been a training project that execs try to overcome their biases, but actually we have found that it doesn't help minorities and women join their ranks. However, I and another lady by the name of Pamela Hall agree. And I just want you to know that there was a case study out that says that Pamela Hall was recruited by General Electric while studying for her master's in engineering at Penn State. Diversity officers oversee her progress, assigning her what GE's diversity chief calls a personal board of directors. Hall, who is 35, is now manager of a unit that services maternity ward equipment. Now, had there not been diversity training in General Electric, we probably would not have seen the recruitment of females in the workplace. Well, that's all I have for you this evening here at blogtalkradio.com. You can always give us a call at 347-989-0741. We are online all the time at facebook.com. But if you want to promote your products, goods, and services on our radio program, you can always tune in every Thursday at 6:30. Or you can email us at blogtalkradio.com/hearnoevil, or just go to the website at futurenetworkproductions.com. Don't forget to get my books at lulu.com/Darlene Lewis. And until next week, remember, save your money, invest your money, and purchase items that have value. Real estate, land, that is the basis of all wealth. Good evening.